Blog Talk Radio.
Power.
touch on me. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now.
Captured my heart to you. Captured.
bow before your throne. There's no place on earth I'd rather be than in the presence of the Lord my God. The artist and the sculptor of me. Hearts are mended. By your word you feed the hungry heart. And the souls of wounded soldiers are cared for.
Thank you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Grace and peace from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, be multiplied unto us in Jesus' name. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am also Marco Brewer-Boyer from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Unless the Lord build the house. Hallelujah. The builder builds it in vain. Unless the Lord build the house. Builder builds it in vain. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We give you glory and we give you honor, O God. Father, we magnify your glorious and your holy name. Lord, you are awesome. There is no one greater than you, Jesus. We bless you. We love you. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Lord, some started August 1st and did not make it to August 31st. Are we better than they? No, it is because of your grace. And we do not take that for granted. We thank you because of your grace. You brought us this far. You give us another chance, Lord, right with you, to come in alignment with your word, with your plan, with your purpose for our lives. So we don't take these things for granted. We appreciate you. We love you. We thank you for another day, another second, another minute, another hour. And we praise you. Our praises goes into the seconds, into the minutes, into the hours of this day. This is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We acknowledge your presence in our midst. We cannot do this without you. So, Holy Spirit, we surrender this service to you. Have your way in this service. In the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, take preeminence. Spirit of the living God, take preeminence in our lives. Take preeminence in this of our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning and we ask you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy, mercy, mercy for our children, mercy for our spouses. Mercy, O God. Be merciful unto each and every one of us, O God. We have sinned, we have fallen short of your glory. And so, Father, we come to thy throne of grace and we ask you for mercy. Forgive us. We repent of everything that we've done that is not pleasing to you in thought, in word, in deed. We repent, Lord. Be merciful unto us, O God. And Father God, help us to forgive others oh God, as you have forgiven us. There are times it's difficult because of the pain and the hurt, but Lord, you said, if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will I forgive you your trespass. And Father, we want you to forgive us. We want to be in right standing with you. And so, Father, help us, Holy Spirit, to forgive those who have hurt us, those who have come across us. Lord, help us to forgive as you've forgiven us. Yes, there are times it's difficult, but through you, Holy Ghost, you can help us. For we take these things to you in prayer. Forgive us, cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Create in us, create a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. The blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus, the redeeming blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We thank you for the holy blood of Jesus. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. Let the blood that gives us strength from day to day, the blood of Jesus. Father, we took our children in the blood of Jesus. Father God, we took our grandkids in the blood of Jesus. Everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus, our spouses, oh God, our homes in the blood of Jesus. We took this service in the blood of Jesus. Redeeming blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Jesus, we thank you that you are a wall of fire around us and a glory within us. Father God, we thank you for the fresh oil and fresh anointing. We thank you for an overflow, O God. We thank you for revelation, O God, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Father God, we come against everything that the enemy seen and unseen, known and unknown, against our lives, against our destinies. We cancel through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus, not by might or power, but by the Spirit, saith the Lord. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, every calendar, every agenda, satanic calendar, agenda that has our names, our family names, our children, our grandchildren, our spouses, our siblings, nieces and nephews, we cancel. We use the blood of Jesus and cancel those calendars, satanic calendars. And then we superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives and destiny. God's plans and purpose for our children and our grandchildren, lives and destinies. God's plans for those in our ministries. God's plans and purpose for each and every one under the sound of my voice and those that are connected to them, plans and purpose for their lives. God's plans and purpose, oh God, for our spouse's life, for our lives and destiny, oh God. Only the counsel, the holy counsel of God shall stand. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, release everything into the courts of heaven. In the name of Jesus, the holy court, where truth prevails, oh God. Hallelujah. And so, Father God, we ask you, oh God, for your grace. We ask you for your mercy. Holy Spirit, lead us, teach us, guide us. When we do these things on our own, we fail. But Holy Spirit, we are dependent on you. Empower us, lead us, guide us, show us steps to take, and the steps not to take in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Lord Jesus, send your holy angels to be with us, guiding us and protecting us and doing your biddings in our lives. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in us as it is in heaven. Oh, Father, we bless your name. Oh, Father, we praise your name. Oh, Father, we worship you. We say thank you, Lord. To Jesus, we need you every second, every minute, every hour. So, Lord, as I bring this word forth, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. Father, I hide behind the cross, all of you, Jesus, and none of me. Father, let our minds receive, renew our minds, to receive, let our minds be connected, oh God, to your mind. Father God, infuse your mind. Open our hearts, open our thoughts, open our minds to receive revelation, knowledge, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and to not only receive, but to live it and walk in it, oh God, in the name of Jesus, with understanding, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I want you to know that this is a shifting divine. I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, divine shift. Divine shift. Hallelujah. What does it mean? God has shifted things in your favor. Amen. There is a shifting in your favor. Those that are here listening, the Spirit of the Lord is speaking. There is a shifting in your favor. And sometimes you're not recognizing the spiritual shifting because the devil has you or have us distracted by other things. So we're not recognizing the shifting that God has already done. So we be distracted. We are distracted. He sends different things to distract us. So we cannot, that's his plan to the tension. And he will use different things in our lives. He could use your children, your family, your friends. He could use your job, whatever it is, so you can recognize that shifting. But God has, whatever it is, it has shifted in your favor. It has shifted in your favor. I hear the Spirit of the Lord keep saying, tell them it has shifted. He has shifted it. It is not by might or by power, but it's by the Spirit, saith the Lord. It is not by might or power. It is by his Spirit. It's by his grace. But God is a rewarder of those who he said to say, oh my God, hallelujah. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Those of you that are listening right now at this moment, you have diligently sought the Lord. You are seeking him diligently. The Lord sees your heart. He knows your thoughts. He knows your intention. He knows your mind. Maybe your intention to others may look crazy, but not with the Lord, because he sees your thoughts and your heart, and he knows it's towards him. And the Lord says to say to you, he is perfecting all that concerns your life. You do not have to do nothing when it comes to death. All you have to do, continue to seek him with all your heart, soul, and mind. All you have to do is to stay in alignment with his will, plan, and purpose for your life and for your destiny. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Not your will, but his will be done. Allow him to continue to use you as a vessel. Others may not understand what's going on, and there's no need for them to understand. There is no need for them to validate you. When God has validated you, you do not need men to validate you. God says to tell you his ways are not man's ways or our ways. We are men. His thoughts are not our thoughts. We must remember that. He is God. And he is the creator and the CEO of the universe. Remember his ways. Are not our ways, are not our thoughts. So sometimes God will send you, brothers and sisters, including me, into some unfamiliar territory. He will send you into those territory because there's a purpose. Hallelujah. And when he sends you, there's grace. He gives you his grace to complete your assignment. You do not need to look left or right, but look to God. He said to his disciples, go on the other side. Go on the other side. He is speaking to you this morning. Go on the other side. There's need for you on that side. There's need for you. That neighbor, your next door neighbor, has a need for you. That next door neighbor needs to see the glory of God upon your life. That next door neighbor needs to be saved. That person at your job needs to be saved. So the Lord, you ask God, use me as a vessel to bring glory and honor to your name. Yes, you submit it to him, I submit, but we cannot tell him how he will use us, but we know his grace is sufficient. Do not look at the faces of men, but look unto God. You have enough grace, more than enough. Flesh the assignment he has given you for this time and this season. Shift it in your favor. This is August 31st. Father, in the name of Jesus, as I bring this word, I pray that your children will take heed, including myself, to what you're speaking. Give us a deeper understanding. Simple and plain, and help us to walk in your way and do what's right in your sight. I surrender to you. Let it not be me, but Christ that lives inside of me. All of you, Holy Ghost, and none of me. Let your word come forth in the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Amen. First of all, there are some of you on here. I'm going to say this to you, and I keep hearing it. Everyone hears, most people have watches, right? Watches in their on their arms, watches on their neck. Maybe you have a clock in your house. Whatever it is, I say to you spiritually, go out. Today, this day, and get yourself, it doesn't have to be expensive, get a $5 clock, get a $5 watch, because the Lord has shifted you. This is prophetic, this is a prophetic direction. Get yourself a clock, $5 clock. whatever it is, what goes in, get something new. God has shifted you into your season, a shifting season that is in your favor. Amen, in the name of Jesus. Let's look at Ezekiel 37. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley of the dry bones. He set me down in the midst of the valley of the dry bones. Hallelujah. I want to record this, so please bear with me.
Conference recording started.
Ezekiel 30, hallelujah. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answer, O Lord, God thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, yea, the word the Lord. And thus says the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you know, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Hallelujah. We did Genesis for man, and breath into man, and man became a living soul. He breathed. You see that? You got to look at the correlation sometimes between the scriptures, because all these scriptures are correlated to one another. Hallelujah. Depending on what the Lord is speaking to us at a certain time, in a certain season, as individuals and corporatively in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So God is saying to you and saying to me, can these bones live? Well, we said yesterday, O Lord, God thou knowest. And he's saying to us to prophesy. It's not man telling you to prophesy. Prophesy, decree, declare, prophesy. We say, oh, you have to decree and declare and prophesy. If God will tell you and he's not in it, nothing happens. But God is speaking to us this morning. He said, prophesy upon these bones. What are the dry bones in your life? What is it? What is the issue in your life? What has been dry and dry that God wants to bring you into full restoration? What are the dry bones? Look at your life. May the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, open your eyes to areas of your life that you, of our life, my life, your life, that is dry. There are times in our lives we have given up on certain things because we think it will never, ever happen. And so we've heard these prophetic words over and over and over. Oh, we go to prayer meetings and we pray with people and they tell us these things. And sometimes we give up, we do think it will come into fruition. But God is faithful, and he's just, his word will never return void. It will accomplish that which he sent it to accomplish. If God say to you to prophesy to the dry areas of your life, you begin to prophesy to the dry areas of your life. Hallelujah. Begin to prophesy. I cannot prophesy for you. I can prophesy into the dry era of my life. You know what's dry in your life. I know what's dry in my life. Hallelujah. So you begin to prophesy to the dry eras of your life. The Bible says very dry, very dry. So those eras are very dry. When something is so dry, it breaks. It's so brittle that if anything touches it, it will break. But God is telling you to prophesy to these dry bones in your life. My sisters and brothers this morning, including me, myself, what are the dry areas of your life? Could it be your children? Could it be your job? Could it be your status? What is the dry area of your life? Could it be a bad habit that you've tried to get rid of? Could it be a generation of curse that keeps haunting you? Could it be prayerlessness? What is the dry area of your life? Is the enemy using your weakness to destroy you? What is the dry area of our lives? Holy Spirit, show us these dry bones. These dry bones. Some people dry bones are their children. And it's bothering them. And it's bugging. And the enemy keep whispering in your ears so that you cannot do what God spoke about your child. It might not look like it's supposed to look, as men say it should look. But he said his ways are not our ways. And we know that. So what is it? Is it your job? Is it, what is the dry area? Is it a sickness? Is it finances? What is the dry bones in your life? He said, can his bones live? Ezekiel said, thou knowest. I love his answer. God is asking you, do you think those bones, those dry bones in your life can live? I say to the Lord, yes, thou knowest. So God is saying to us, prophesy these bones. And when you prophesy, you say, oh, ye dry bones of sickness and disease, dry bones of finance, dry bones of rejection. Dry bones, some of these bones of unforgiveness, we keep these things. What are the dry bones? Your children, whatever it is. It could be a, you know, when you look at our bones, you say, can these bones live? Now, the tiniest bones are in the ears. They didn't tell us it was only the major bones. He said, prophesy upon these dry bones. When you see a skeleton, all the bones are there. You have the little toes, the big toes, the small toes. You see the skeleton. You see the vertebrae. I will cause breath. Thus says the Lord unto these bones. Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. God, who breath? It's the breath of God that will enter into the dry bones in our lives. And cause, and you shall live. I will lay sinews upon you, and I will break flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord, as I was commanded. As I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking. You see the bones. Look at this. And the bones came together, bone to bone. So you see, this was fragmented bones. There's some fragmented areas in our life. It could be the ear. All these bulls are scattered. He said dry bulls. So different bulls, it could be the fever, different types of bulls in our bodies. And when he prophesies, all these bulls come together. We'll do that tomorrow. But I want you to take this day. This is the last day of the month of August 31st, 2022. Take this day and ask the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we can't remember these dry things. It has happened so much. We have gotten so used to these dry bones. But God wants us to be restored. So let's take today, ask the Holy Spirit to bring into remembrance all the dry bones. If I were you, this is what I'll do. I would sit down and write it down. Write it. Take all what you can write. And then let the Holy Spirit bring the other one into remembrance. If you can't remember it, he will intercede. But remember, what areas of your life that needs to be fully restored? Sometimes it's your emotions. I don't know what it is. But whatever, just write it. Write it. Because if you say, I can't remember, no, you need to write it down. And then you begin to prophesy. Thus says the Lord. Prophesy. Because you not prophesy in your breath. You prophesy because of divine instructions from the Lord. The breath of the Lord is within you. So when you begin to prophesy, the Holy Spirit within you will begin to move those things, bring you from what? Defeat to victory. You will be fully restored. But you have to do it. He asks you, do you believe so you can receive? Let us pray. Father, we thank you this morning for your word. We believe and we receive. Holy Spirit, we ask you to bring us to remembrance of the dry bones in our lives. Help us to take this time to write it out and pray, oh God, and prophesy. Day not pass without us doing this. Father God, and I pray to bring a reminder to everyone here prophetically to follow the prophetic direction and get a clock or a watch. It's not about the price. It's about the obedience, whether it's a dollar, a new watch, a new clock. And so, Father God, thank you for the shifting. I thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Thank you for the word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. With the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit, rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen. God bless each and every one of you this day. Have a wonderful, blessed day. And remember to do the Lord spoke to us about doing today. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we love you. God bless you.